Can you tell us more a bit about how the hostage and prisoner exchange that I mentioned up top, how that's supposed to play out?
So we're hearing talk it could begin late Sunday, but it appears it will mostly play out on Monday. Hamas is believed to have 20 living hostages, but they've been hidden in separate places, and they'll be brought together and freed by midday on Monday. Hamas has also indicated it doesn't know the exact locations of all 28 bodies of the dead hostages and will need additional time to find them. On the Israeli side, Palestinian prisoners and detainees held in different jails are being moved together in advance of their releases. Some will go to the West Bank, some to Gaza, and others will be deported abroad.
So with this truce in place, the U.S. is sending troops to Israel. What do we know about what role they're going to play there?
Yeah, so it's going to be about 200 American troops, and they'll be part of a military-civilian coordination center. And this will involve other countries as well, all of them trying to keep the ceasefire on track. Now, the U.S. contingent is led by Navy Admiral Brad Cooper, who's already here in Israel. Two key points, Andrew. First, the U.S. military presence is a sign that the Trump administration really wants this ceasefire to stick. Second, the Americans and others in the group will be doing things like planning, logistics, transportation, but doing it from a safe distance in Israel. As Admiral Cooper said on X, quote, "This great effort will be achieved with no U.S. boots on the ground in Gaza."